You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And good morning. This is the International Mastermind Association Saturday morning talk show, and we talk and we discuss and we meditate on the success philosophies of the Think and Grow Rich book. It's a best-selling book. Today, our guest is Carol D. Williams Ransom. Carol Ransom is a graduate of the Springfield College with a Master's of Science, concentration in organizational management and leadership, and she is a current doctoral candidate for a PhD in psychology at the North Central University. She is also a state-certified contractor and a freelance writer. But what's important, what is a lot of strength that is that Carol has been able to have a lot of achievement in her young life is the fact that she is also a student of the Napoleon Hill philosophy of think and grow rich. Being able to have a well-balanced life, being able to have successful, being able to be rich as a woman, as a contractor, as a family member. So this morning, what I would like to do is allow Carol, I'm going to open up her mic, and I'd like to have Carol talk to us for a few minutes about being Carol, about being a student of the Napoleon Hill philosophy, about how she was introduced to the book Think and Grow Rich. Good morning, Carol. I've opened up your mic. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm well, and thank you for such a wonderful introduction. This morning, I come to you to speak about my experiences through the Think and Grow Rich. This is one of the greatest philosophers, Napoleon Hill, and how his presence, how his book, how his words were internalized by myself to help me to overcome some of the challenges, the goals that were a part of who I was at one point in time in my life. And so a lot of it has to do with my gratitude. I was an only child raised by my mother, who was a single parent, and she worked two jobs to try to give me stuff and things. But there was still an emptiness inside. And so, like so many other people that go through life searching and seeking, I did not realize there was a void until later in my life. And what the book did, it offered a formula. In essence, it served as a manual to get me grounded, number one, to create that foundation I needed. Number two, and number three, to take a closer look at who I was, but more importantly, where I was headed and who I wanted to be. And that's how I got my start. So while the book worked in some areas of my life, I had to test it in other areas of my life, areas such as construction. Construction was pretty foreign to me. And with application, with mentorship, active listening, paying attention, I began to grow. Not just grow, but to thrive in fields where I had little or no knowledge, but a greater amount of what the author calls burning desire. Burning desire. And that was one of the things that was first and foremost in my mind. And so that's how I got to be the woman that I am now. And a lot of it, again, I attribute to Napoleon Hill and his philosophies of Think and Grow Rich.
And you know what? There's some things that you've just mentioned in those few minutes that I'd like to backtrack and go back to. You were introduced to the book, and you said you used it as a manual. Now, you had decided, well, there's something missing. How did you develop? In the chapter on faith, it talks about a self-confidence formula. How did you develop your self-confidence formula? And let me tell you the reason why I want to make sure that you talk about this. You have young women that are entering into different businesses, different phases of life that are unique, not traditionally women careers, such as construction. There are more women in the United States now that are going into business on their own, choosing to use their own opportunities. So I would like to see how you would, what words you would tell them in terms of your self-confidence formula based on Think and Grow Rich.
I'm glad you asked that question. For me, it started from the beginning. It started with me from the beginning. And some of the stories that I carry with me in my heart, are the first couple of pages where he starts 3 feet from the goal. Now, that is not, that's part of the introduction. But the important part to that story is that sometimes we are so very close that we can actually taste, touch, and feel our success, but we give up. For whatever reason, we come to the door marked miracle, that door that's marked opportunity, and we don't open the door. And so I try to remember, I try to keep that dream first and foremost, because that's one of the greatest stories that I take from this book and I carry with me in my heart. The other one was the story on the 50-cent lesson. And that's where the little girl comes in. She is determined to get what she needs, regardless of what he's talking about, what he's saying, how busy he is. None of those distractions play any part to what she needs and what she needs to say. And so those two stories are very dear to my heart because they detail for me the attitude of persistence that's going to be important. And so I keep those stories first and foremost. The chapter on faith is very important for me. And every day I need to take the opportunity to exercise my faith. And I think where a lot of young people today, and I'm speaking really about myself, because for years, years, and years growing up, to be completely honest with you, I was lied to. I was lied to about who I was. I was lied to about what I could do. They lied to me. People told me untruths about me. You ugly. You stupid. You're not going to amount to much. You just like your daddy. You ain't going to be much. Go sit down. Children should be seen and not heard. They lied to me. And for a very long time, I believed the lies. But it was something inside me that definitely helped me to realize at a very young age that I was different. I was different, and I was cut from a different cloth. I have no idea where I was able to hide that one seed deep inside me that I mattered. Somehow I mattered. And I believe that was part of the faith. I think that had to do with my connectivity to a higher power, and I think that was the anchor. That served as an anchor for me. So from that one place, I stored away the one secret I did believe about myself. And from that one place, I grew. I spent a lot of time in my young age dumbing myself down. It's not that the system did it, and it's not that other people did it, but I did that to myself. And I did it in a sense or in a way to be accepted by others.
I just want to make sure that I say this, because you're going into an area that I think there are callers on here that are listening to you. I want to make sure that the callers understand that as they're listening to your comments, I know that they're going to want to ask you questions. So let me say this to the people that are listening. If you want to ask a question of Carol or make a comment, press 1 on your keypad. Your hand will raise, and I will open your mic. I'm really sorry that I introduced you, that I broke into your thought, Carol, but I wanted to make sure the people understood that as you were going down a path that was so important to young women, not only just young men, women, but men, that they understood that they can press 1 on the keypad and they can raise their hand and make a comment on what you're getting ready to say. I'm sorry, but this was, I just wanted to make sure. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. When I realized that I had such a great interest, a passion for construction, there were tons and tons of people who told me, girl, you need to stay in a woman's place. Girl, you need to be a girl and not try to be a guy. Construction is for men. But there was something that lit up, that rose up, that flared up, that, I don't know, that caught fire whenever I was at a construction site, even from the big equipment that put on the site, from the concrete truck coming down the road, and I saw that concrete pouring out that truck. I don't know. Something about me inside got excited, and I knew it was something that I wanted to do. So aside from my family, my friends, my everybody, people who were my anchor, I just pursued a dream. I was in hot pursuit of that dream. When I come to the section on faith, and this is really what I'm talking about, it is that self-confidence formula. And I have put myself in a situation where I can get up every morning and I can take the 30 minutes I need for myself to continue to enrich me. Some of the old folks from church used to say, put on the full armor. That's what they call it, putting on the full armor, the breastplate, the shield for your head, the helmet. You got your sword, you got your shield, you got everything you need before you go out of the door. And so I make sure that I take time for me. And this is where the self-confidence formula comes into play, because I have been lied to for so very long. A lot of the lies they told me were deeply embedded in me. They had become a part of who I was. And so it takes some doing to remove all of that. Years and years and years of propaganda, for lack of a better term. And so I make it a point to take the time. And if I don't get it done in the morning, you know what? I take the book with me and I make sure I take some quiet time. But this is something that I find as an effective habit. It helps me embrace who it is I know I can be, not who it is they say that I am. And so that's what makes the self-confidence formula so very important.
Carol,
and,
I'm sorry. I want to ask you. The book says that both poverty and riches are the offspring of thought. So when you were building your self-confidence formula,
when you take your time, and there are other people, and Anne gets on and she talks about her, you know, hour, their meditation time in the morning. There are other times that the people come on and talk about that very special time in the morning. But there is a ritual to that time. What's important for kids, and not just kids, adults, what does that mean? You know, what does that mean? If you're up for an hour or you're 30 minutes, those 30 minutes are filled with doing something specific and preparing your mind for the day, for preparing your mind to achieve riches, for preparing your mind to, for when you walk in the room, they may see a woman, but they see a woman with potential that knows, that knows, that knows that she knows what she's doing. So talk to us specifically about your 30 minutes.
Okay. I start my morning before I get out of bed. I do a breathing exercise. And in my breathing exercise, it is my opportunity to connect with my Creator. Because I am of the understanding that it was my Creator before I ever exit my mother's womb. And I think we see it a lot relevant in children. And so it is that time I take in the first 3 minutes when I wake up to reconnect. And from that place, I like to put myself in a position where I can visualize my successes through my day. I can visualize me arriving at the set appointments on time. I can visualize me being warmly accepted. And even if I come to an area where it's hostility or strife, I visualize me having that experience as an opportunity to grow. Because it's not so much that what our friends give us, but what our enemies show us about us. And so I make it a point to remember that. And so I visualize my successes for my whole day. And then the next place I take myself is the miracles I'm going to come upon in that day. And so I express gratitude for those miracles that are going to happen throughout my day. And I have a set of books that I keep right next to my bed that I sit up and I read. And I think about who it is that I've become, who it is I need to become. Because there are bits and parts, my humanness sometimes will interfere with who I am. And so that part of me I need to deal with. I accept who I am, yet I accept the challenges and the progress that I'm going to make. And so I take it upon myself to review what it is I need to work on, but more importantly, is the gratitude for the person that I am. Because I know if I focus on the good in me, that I'm not going to have very much room for the things that are not so good. But I do need to realize what these things are, and I do need to work towards goals. And so I set goals for myself, for the personal individual who I am. Because so many times in my life, what I find is I need to learn to reinvent who I am. And that's very important. I am of the understanding that the reason the dinosaur perished is because he did not want to change. And so I find it very important that I'm able to change, that I'm not so stuck on who I used to be, on the really great things I did on yesterday. With an open mind, I'm able to be this new creature. And so that's paramount for me every day I go out into the world. And so that's how I start my day. I start
Carol,
my day with them.
That was awesome. And the reason why I say that is awesome, one of the things that the book says is that a mind dominated by positive emotions becomes a favorable abode to the state of mind known as faith. A mind so dominated may at will give the subconscious mind instructions which it will accept and act upon immediately. Now, that is exactly where you came upon, and you develop that abode every morning. I've been sitting here so excited about what you said, because that what you talked about in the last 2 minutes is a show unto itself in terms of you developing your mindset to be able to change. I find that so exciting. Now, I'm going to remind people, all you have to do is press one, because she just came from a very important point. We change and we evolve. And Carol just said every morning she gets up and she allows her mind not only to visualize who she is and connect with the Creator, but to also allow her mind to evolve into where she's going. I find that awesome, Carol.
Thank you. Thank you.
So that's how you prepare your mind. I'm sorry, I interrupted. Let me let you talk.
No, I appreciate your comments, because the dialogue helps me to remember. And I got post-it notes on my bathroom mirror, on my mirror in my bedroom, on the closet door. I got a check from the universe on my wall with my dream house and reminders of who my dream husband is. I have notes throughout my house to remind me of my vision, of my mission, of some of the greater accomplishments, things that I have been able to accomplish. But I also have to take a place of humility, because I remember that this is really not about me. It is a demonstration. Again, it goes back to my faith. This is simply I have friends who tell me, I was speaking to one of my friends, and I was telling her, I say, oh, yeah, you know, I got into this mentorship class with this particular construction company because they have this work that's going to come up. And she said, well, gee, how did you do that? I've been trying to get in that class like for forever. And I think what happens is sometimes because I've already seen this, I've already seen this, I've already seen this, somehow I think, and I don't know if I'm projecting it or if they see this in me, they already realize or recognize the thing that I'm projecting. And so it opens that door for me to enter into these places. Because sometimes I find myself, and it's amazing, because sometimes I'm surprised, and sometimes it's like, okay, I've seen this before. I've seen this before. And it's not necessarily that it's deja vu, but it's that I have already visualized me in the company of people who can make things happen, and with that person who may be a key principal in the event that I want to attend. It just happens that way. And what I'm growing to expect now is I'm beginning to expect my successes. I'm just beginning to expect it, because the thing that we give credence to is the thing that's going to produce. The author Napoleon Hill tells us in so many different ways throughout the book. He tells us in the series of that he writes to expect that success, because those doors will open. And so it's sort of like living your dream. It's sort of like having a dream life. It's sort of like you waking up and having this like fabulously fantastic life that you're living. And so I'm enjoying my journey. I'm enjoying my journey. And I notice when I'm persistent, when I'm consistent, when I stick with effective habits, that I'm beginning to grow and thrive at such an enormous rate that sometimes I don't even speak about it. I'm so amazed, and my life is so amazing. It's just really that way. And so the author, I especially want to go back to the self-confidence formula, because this is one of those things where it's working when things are going good, and it works when things are not so great. And the part of faith is what I'm finding with faith is that I have got to stay with what I believe, regardless of what the situations around me show, or regardless of what I'm seeing in the physical world. I have to stay with what I believe. And there have been challenges in my life where something else totally out of the realm of my faith does appear. That, I believe, is a blessing in and of itself, because these are the circumstances, the challenges, and the situations that teach me to grow, that stretch me, that expand me to move into new dimensions. It's sort of like I'm traveling somewhere and I turn the corner and I'm in a place that I don't recognize. And so these are those places where my faith becomes especially important. Especially
Carol,
important. Yes.
What was so important about what you just said is that you hit upon a couple of points that are always in the book. One is that, you know, it doesn't mean that there aren't going to be rough spots, but that's the reason why the book continually tells you that it's all about the state of mind. It's all about you being able to visualize, and this is what it talks about. It doesn't talk about it so much in the chapter on faith, but you mentioned about having a vision board. Your vision board is on your mirrors. Your vision board is, you know, and things that you carry around. You carry your visions and what your expectations are. You also talked about another statement in the book about thoughts that are mixed with any of the feelings of emotion constitute a magnetic force, which is exactly what you said, which attracts from the vibrations of the ether other similar or related thoughts. So you have magnetized your thoughts to bring all those things. If you magnetize your thoughts, you decide you wanted to be in that mentorship program, and you were able to do it because you attracted it. You attracted contracts. You attracted people. You attracted opportunities because you magnetized your thoughts. I thought that was awesome. Everything you just said, I thought was awesome, because you've stayed in the book and that you have. Okay, now this is the deal. We're getting ready to run out of time, and there are a couple of things that you mentioned. Not only, I would like for you to wrap us up by doing two things. Talk to us about your other favorite books, and talk to us about any parting comments that you would want to share. If you were mentoring, what would you say to a young woman that you would be mentoring? Books and final comments on the mentor.
Okay. If I were to speak to young women who are not sure, I would go to the same book, Think and Grow Rich. There's a section in the book called The Appendix. And in that section of the book, you get to ask yourself, what do you want most? Is it money? Is it fame? Is it power? Is it contentment? Personality, peace of mind, happiness. And what I would say to young women with the book, it's a short section, it's very short. Don't just read it, internalize it, sleep on it. Go back and read it after 3 days, after 7 days. Write some of the points down that just jump off at the page at you. Make some notes to yourself, write in the book, put the book down, come back in 10 days, check your list, make a list. Do all of those things And as you continue your journey, find out what do you want most. Let those words resound inside you until you know exactly what it is you want most. The other part to the book, because this book is really, it really serves as a manual for me. There's a section in here. Of course, one of the things I am firmly devout to, and that's that self-confidence formula. Write it down, print it out, and sign it. Write it down, print it out, and sign it. That, for me, has been a big part of who I am. Another part of the book for me is the author mentions several times about the 13 principles. Learn the 13 principles. Learn exactly what is it he's talking about with these 13 principles. And if you can, know something about each of them. Know something about them. But one of the other sections, and I did this one in the beginning, it talked about the 6 ghost of fears. That's taking the inventory of yourself. That section in and of itself, when I feel the fear rising in whatever the given situation or circumstances, I go back and I read that part of the book because I need to recognize what it is that I'm feeling. You know, so many times we want to operate on feelings. Well, what I learned about my feelings is my feelings will change. And sometimes I need to be the one who changes them. I can change how I feel. And so I need to make note of that because sometimes my mind want to tell me you're shy, you're timid, or you this and you that, you're not good enough, you're not dressed right, you don't belong here. And so I need to recognize those places, and I need to have a clear understanding of how do I deal with the fear. If I had to recommend another book, it would be Napoleon Hill, The Science of Success.
Oh, great.
Oh, my, that book is mind-boggling. He speaks about the spiritual underlying messages for all of his books. He talks about his journey, him and his wife. He speaks about his son and his son's inability. He talks about how, that book had so many levels of faith in it. It was profound for me. And so if I had to recommend another book, it would be that book. That book was sweet. It was deliriously delicious. It gave something to my spiritual self that brought me back to the Bible, back to my Bible reading, and it opened my eyes to who this man really is, how his life was transformed on his journey. And it gave me a yearning for some of the qualities he had with himself and with his family. And in wrapping this up, I just want to talk about one of the examples from one of his books, because in the book he talked about how somebody came to visit him. And I think he said in the book, and this was Napoleon Hill, speaking about a home his family had purchased in South Carolina. And he said the visitor, the guest, came to his house, and one of the things that the person remarked about was the presence of the Holy Spirit in that place. And I said to this is just a personal side of myself, and I hope it's not offensive to anyone, but I was thinking to myself, my goodness, how do you come to somebody's house and you feel the presence? You can feel that presence in that place. And so it's not sometimes that we seek in fame, fortune, or power, but it's peace of mind. It is joy, resounding joy in the place where we live, the place and the people who that we are, and the person, you know, in our views and our perspectives. And so I decided that that was one of those things that I will probably want for myself, for my family, for my life. And so I don't know, somehow Napoleon Hill just takes me to a new dimension. He brings me to a place where I can thrive. And so that would be the book I would recommend. Again, The Science of Success, a fantastic book. And, of course, this manual in and of itself, it helps me deal with me. It helps me deal with problem situations. It helps me deal with my challenges. And, of course, it's part of my daily ritual. Sometimes I just open the book and I say a little prayer. Help me to open this book to the place I need to be in today. Give me the things that I need to do. Fill my spirit. Feed me of what I need today from this book as well as others. And I open it to the place and I'm amazed because it brings me right to the place where I need to be. And so when I'm out in the world, I make it a point to apply the internal lessons that I have inside, that I'm able to pull those lessons up throughout my day and use and implement what I give to myself in my life. That's the important part, is implementation. We have got to be able to internalize and to implement. It's like having a hammer and you don't use it. It's not going to do you any good. And so that's just in wrapping it up.
I thought that was awesome, and you just started another week's worth of series about implementation. I want to thank everyone, even though I see you in the back room. You didn't raise your hand to ask a question, but I'm going to say this. There were people listening to you, Carol, and absorbing. You said a lot in terms of how the book transformed you. I really, really appreciate you. I really, really appreciate the things that you said. You said a lot of, you know, you hear a lot of people talking about tweeting, and there are a lot of things that you said that were worth tweeting about. I thank you very much. This comes to the end of the International Mastermind Association Saturday morning blog talk show. Again, our host today, our special host guest today, is Carol D. Williams Ransom. A wonderful show, a wonderful speaker, great comments. Thank you. I totally wrote down Science of Success. I had it written down on my book list, but now I will make a point of getting it. Thank you very much. We will see you next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, same place, same time. Thank you very much, and thank you, Carol.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure this morning, and I thank your audience as well.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version, restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.